Now, notice the first verses. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When any man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue, he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue, it's his uncleanness. Now you'll recall it back in 13. He said that he spoke unto Moses and Aaron. And now he's speaking to Moses and Aaron again. Chapter 14, the law of the leopard was only Moses. You see, the high priest Aaron is a prophetic picture of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus, and he alone can give comfort and understanding to the afflicted, as well as extend mercy and grace. And so we find the writer to the Hebrews in Hebrews 5, 1 and 2, For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for man in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And today we have a great high priest, and he can't be touched with our sins, but he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, because he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now, friends, this is vivid language, is it not? And this reveals how sickening, how disgusting, how abhorrent, how offensive, how impure, how repugnant, how utterly corrupt and corrupted is human nature today. The pus of sin is flowing from the hearts of men and women. You can see it around you today. And the defilement is here. You can't rub shoulders with anyone without somehow or another it affecting your life. Because human nature is not only corrupt, it's corrupting. And you and I, if we meet, we are going to influence one another. I'll live my life in you, and you'll live your life in me. It can't be otherwise. You're a preacher, whether you know it or not, and you're preaching by your life. There was a drunkard. His mother was a very godly woman, and she lived down from the church when I was pastor in Pasadena, and this son of hers, you could always tell when he was on a what they call a toot. He'd come down the street using both sides of the street to hold himself up. And his mother, so distressed and ashamed, and she would ask me to talk with him. And one day I saw him coming down the street before he could get home. I turned him into my study there and sat him down and began to talk with him. I told him how low down he was. I told him what a big sinner he was, what a disgrace he was, and how cheap he was. And I called him everything that you possibly could call a man like that, and he just hung his head and took it off. And I said, Don't you know that you are preaching by your life? He says, You calling me a preacher? And I said, Yes. And he got up the best he could as a drunk, and he wanted to fight me. You could call him anything else in the world but a preacher. Now, I don't care who you are listening to me. You're a preacher. You're preaching by your life some message. You are influencing some. It has to be that way. Human nature is corrupting unless it's regenerated human nature, and sometimes then it's not too good. Would you like to listen to what our Lord Jesus said about the human heart? And what comes out of man? What's in all of us? Listen to Matthew 15, verses 18 through 20. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. It's amazing today how people are interested in religious ceremonies and they go through those religious ceremonies. And yet they've got a heart that's as filthy as it possibly could be. In fact, all of us have that kind of a heart, friends, unless it's been cleansed by the blood of Christ. And then these thoughts come into the heart. James makes it very practical. Every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Paul could say, I know within my flesh dwelleth no good thing. The sower of sin, it may be visible or it may be invisible. It may be oozing blood and pus, or it may appear on the surface. But it's there, the thought life and the secret sins are in view here. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. This is a passage that should bring down proud man and show how utterly disgusting he is in the light of God's presence. And it gives man another slant on how he appears to a righteous God. Listen again to David, Psalm 51:4, against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil. God has emphasized this in his word again and again, that the exceeding sinfulness of sin. Listen to him in Ezekiel as he spoke of these people. He says, when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted, and he says, thy father was an Amorite and thy mother a Hittite. And then in Isaiah 59:2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. You ought to read, by the way, all of the 59th chapter of Isaiah.